The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The scene of the crime is the latest book from the prolific best-selling author Linda LaPlante. Linda originally trained at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art alongside Anthony Hopkins and Ian McShane. And we spoke to Linda about all of that when she launched her autobiography, which was called Getting Away with Murder. That was back in 2024. But then, of course, she has become a prolific author, and Jane Tennyson was one of her main characters that the public loved. But the good news is that the new book, which is called The Scene of the Crime, has a new female character, and that character is CSI Jessica Russell. Linda joins me now. Linda, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, everyone wondering, Jane Tennyson, you know, is she no longer with us? Will she never appear on the pages of your book again, even kind of going back in time? Or is Jessica about to replace her in your affections?
Well, I mean, she'd be a bit doddery by now. She has to come back, you know, she'd be. And now we have an investigation and we're bringing back Jane Tennyson. However, she will be in a wheelchair. But no, I'm not bringing her back. And Jessica is very, very different from Jane Tennyson.
She's a youngish woman in her 30s, and she comes from a rural, shall we say, police background. Yeah. But she has ambitions for the Met, and very early on in the book, she achieves those ambitions.
Yeah, she's not a police officer. She's CSI. And so that's scene of crime officer, and very highly trained. So really her key is that she wants to open a new team of people that are all experts in their field, from blood splattering, fingerprints, IT, you name it. These are scientists. And from what they can gather from a scene of crime, and that we're always hearing, you know, 24 hours, the most important time when a crime is uncovered, the first 24 hours. And when this team of scientists led by Jessica move in, they are so fast in uncovering clues, they can't make an arrest. But to the investigating team of police, they can direct them towards the perpetrator.
Yeah. Now the amount of forensics that you introduce us to through this new team is very impressive. I mean, I learned a hell of a lot about how modern crime solving is done in the very early chapters of your book.
Yeah, it's quite amazing how, you know, forensic has developed so quickly. And if you think right now, we are taking a cold case of a murder victim from 40 years ago and tracking down the killer. 40 years because of the advance in DNA. You know, it's hard to believe, but in Prime Suspect, that was the first time DNA was ever mentioned. And now, you know, we have familial DNA that they can track through a nephew to the killer. They do need the blood, though. They always need the blood sample. But that's been so exciting because of my podcast. And I do a podcast called Listening to the Dead. And I have, you know, the wonderful scientists, each one coming. And they're so fascinating to me to be learning over and over again. Every time from one scientist to another, I learn more.
And then you bring us all of that on the printed page, which is very interesting.
I do.
For instance, you talk about getting a footprint from a carpet, for example, using an electrostatic machine, and how dangerous it might be for the uninitiated to be using that machine.
Well, any X-rays are really a bit dangerous. You know, they always, you know, go behind a screen at the dentist or whatever. But, you know, any form of, even to go down to superglue, the use of superglue to enhance a fingerprint is amazing. But, I mean, if you stand too close, I mean, you're gasping. But I think every time I found out something new, and introduced it. To get somebody whose sole job is to look at a footprint, and they can tell you from a footprint, oh, Adidas, size 9, you're looking for somebody who walks with a slight tilt to their right because the sole of the shoe is worn further on the right than the left. And this is from, you know, just an imprint in soil.
And there is a database of shoes, the soles of shoes and the wear patterns, which police officers suitably qualified can access. It's quite extraordinary technology. But let us go back to the scene of the crime and exactly how much you want to tell us about the dead person. I will confirm the dead person's a man. He's a married man. He is married to someone who might be a troublesome, I suppose, as the wife of a victim because of her status in life.
Yes, yeah, she's a very, very high-powered barrister and known to be ruthless. So the shock at finding her husband, her beloved husband, who is a South African and has brought a wine company into England, and to everything outside, they are an amazingly affluent, very, very happily married couple in this sumptuous house. So to discover his body so badly beaten, not only that, but he's got a very deep knife wound in his back. I mean, he's losing his life very, very quickly. And whether they can keep him alive if he goes into a coma, can they get the information of what happened in that house? What was it that made such a violent, violent assault on this man? And so they have to tread very quickly and very carefully because they're hoping if he comes out of his coma, he can tell them more. But in the interim, if he dies, they have to find out more. Now, and that is where their expertise comes in.
And we won't give away any twists in the plot that would unfold as the reader progresses through the book. But
yeah,
I can say there are other narratives throughout the book. I mean, Jessica has a backstory which explains a little bit about how good she is at her job because of a tendency to be a bit OCD, and we find out why that might be the case. She also has a brother, David, a twin brother, and they've had a common difficult childhood.
Yes, I mean, Jessica has learned through emotional control to really let it dominate her life in the fact that she overheard her father saying to her mother, I don't love you and I don't love the kids and I'm walking. And that is something that will sit inside a child for a very long time. And then for the mother to pick up, you know, everything and look after the twins and give them a great life, to suddenly be diagnosed with cancer and to die very, very quickly is another deep-rooted emotional shock to this young woman. And she really and truly, I would say, focuses her life on learning from profiling to a proficiency in probationary work. Sometimes she is unable to really interact warmly. She's very standoffish, but she's so clever. Her team often say, be careful, she's got eyes in the back of her head.
Yeah. Now, there's a further complication. A superior officer, who is superior both in reality and in attitude to her, who makes life a bit difficult for her. Someone whose, I suppose, incompetence is masked by a bossiness. But anyway, look, I will let the reader uncover all of this, Linda. It's a terrific read. It's called
Thank
The
you.
Scene of the Crime, and it's the latest from my guest, Linda LaPlante.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.